We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No classes following a school shooting in Arlington. Southwest changing up their seat policy? Could be. And a feast for the eyes in Addison. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. We're getting new information about that shooting yesterday at a high school in Arlington. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest on this story we've been following on KRLD.
Police say a student at Bowie High School shot and killed another near a portable building on campus.
The shooting happened outside. The suspect, he didn't make his way into the location. It was outside on the school property.
Chief Al Jones says they arrested a 17-year-old on a charge of murder, and police say he also had a THC cartridge, so they also charged him with possession of a controlled substance. Arlington ISD Superintendent Matt Smith said he was at a loss for words after the death of an 18-year-old.
Schools are supposed to be a place of learning and growth, and this afternoon that was interrupted by senseless violence.
They canceled class at Bowie High School today, but Smith says they'll have extra counselors when students and staff return. Jones, the police chief, says they're still looking at how the suspect and victim might have known each other and where the suspect got the gun. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A protest at the University of Texas turned into a confrontation with state troopers. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordering the state police to move in on the pro-Palestine protesters. He took to social media saying arrests will continue until the crowd disperses. Abbott adding students joining the hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. It got physical when the massive presence of state troopers in riot gear and shields chanting "Move" forced protesters from the South Campus lawn. Students chanting, "You don't scare us." In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, UT Austin's sister campus in San Antonio had no such problems. The student says they're not quiet, but they are peaceful.
We are not going to stop until Palestine free, and it will be free within our lifetime. And they can't do anything to silence us. They can't stop us.
UTSA issued a statement thanking officers for their partnership and the university community for their efforts on campus. The Tarrant County District Attorney's Office has decided to appeal a voter fraud conviction that was overturned on appeal. In March, the Second Court of Appeals overturned the conviction of Crystal Mason of Rendon. She had been found guilty of casting a provisional ballot in 2016 while on federal probation for tax fraud. The appeals court said there was no evidence Mason knew she was doing anything wrong.
I've been out for 6 years on an appeal bond, one foot in and one foot out, not knowing if I was going to go to prison.
Now she still may. The DA's office says the appeals court simply got it wrong and will ask the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to review the case. Texas-based American and Southwest Airlines both say they lost money in the first quarter, and they're responding by trying to cut costs. KRLD's Chelsea Wade has more.
Dallas-based Southwest says it will limit hiring, offer voluntary time off to employees, and stop service to four airports after losing $231 million in the first quarter. It plans to stop flying to Cozumel, Mexico, Syracuse, New York, Bellingham, Washington, and George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, where the airline's major operation is at the smaller Hobby Airport. Fort Worth-based American says it lost $312 million but expects to return to profitability in the second quarter, which is traditionally much stronger for travel. CEO Robert Isom added that the team continues to build a reliable, efficient, and resilient airline, and while they're not satisfied with the first quarter results, they have a strong foundation in place and remain on track to deliver on their full-year financial targets. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And speaking of Southwest, the airline has famously refused to use reserve seating for more than 50 years, but that may be changing soon. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains why.
Southwest passengers are really pretty used to it. You check in, you're assigned a seating group, A, B, or C, there are no reserve seats, and you pretty much sit where you can. But now, CEO Bob Jordan is telling KRLD's David Johnson they are open to a more traditional model, saying they are, as he puts it, looking into new initiatives. He points out Southwest's traditional open seating plan goes back to the company's beginnings more than 50 years ago.
To be honest, it was designed at a time when load factors were much lower. So, you know, the cabin was less full. And we all know that customer expectations change over time.
Jordan also says nothing's been decided, but in their studies, they are finding what he calls a lot of interesting things. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It looks like it's going to be a long, hot start to summer in Texas. David Rankin has the story.
NOAA's Climate Prediction Center released some new predictions for the next 3 months. It says most of Texas will see hotter than normal temperatures from May through July. NOAA says South Texas, West Texas, the Panhandle, and central parts of the state have up to a 60% chance of seeing the thermometer get much higher than it normally does during those months. North and East Texas have around a 40% chance of hotter temps. NOAA also predicts most of Texas will see less rain than it normally would between now and July. Other areas would be about normal. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announces new steps to strengthen child nutrition through school meal standards.
School meals matter. They matter for the students who consume them. In some cases, and in many cases, and far too many cases, often is the only meal or meals that youngsters may get during the day. It matters to them and to their families. We know from prior experience with the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act in 2010 that a commitment to nutrition pays off, that kids get better meals, more fruits and vegetables are consumed, and we saw pre-pandemic a reduction in obesity.
Nutrition standards for school meals will gradually be updated to include less sugar and flexibility with menu planning between fall of 2025 and fall of 2027. Taste Addison is bringing something new to the iconic festival this year. Besides culinary and performing arts, the three-day festival is now adding visual arts. There will be a wide range of artistic styles and installations. Festival goers will also get a chance to see some of the area's most talented chalk artists at work. You can enjoy all of the eats, beats, and artistic treats with a general admission ticket. Taste Addison starts May 31st and runs through June 2nd. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.